Okay, so good morning again. My name is Jan Štěpánek, and I'm going to talk about the tree editor thread that was used mostly during the process of annotation of the tectogrammatical layer. And I will talk also about the editor of the valency lexicon that is part of the thread editor. So the tree editor thread has several advantages. The first of them is that it's independent on operating system, which means it can be run on Microsoft Windows as well as on Linux or OS X system. All the annotators can use their computer with their favorite operating system. The second advantage is that it's an open source program, so it's available for free for anyone who wants to annotate any corpus. And it's written in Perl, which enables the user to write so-called macros. Macros are in fact predefined functions that could be used later or during the annotation. I'll show you how macros work in a moment. If you want to install thread, you need the Perl interpreter of the version 5.8.3 or newer with TK library. You can download all the needed files from the address that's written on the slide, and to install the tree editor on Microsoft Windows machine, you just need to unzip the thread wininst zip file and run the setup.bat script that will install thread and everything. And for Linux, you first have to install all the libraries contained in the thread dep Unix archive, and then copy all the files from the thread current archive to wherever you want thread to be on your machine. And then you just start thread, and you see something like this picture, but without the black numbers. So, I'm now going to start thread. Okay, so this is thread, and the biggest part of the window is the main frame, or could be main frames if you want to see more trees at the same time. Each frame displays one tree. If you want to see more trees, you can split your screen to several frames. And you can see as many trees as you want. Okay. In the main frame, you can view the trees, but you can also edit the trees. And I'll show you in a moment how to edit trees. Okay, at number two, you see the sentence, the textual form of the sentence represented by the tree. And it's often configured in a way that if you click on a node, then the corresponding part of the sentence is highlighted. Below the main frame, you see the status line. It can display various information. It depends on the context, and so I will not talk about this one. Okay. In the upper right corner, you can set the current context. Context is a set of available macros, in fact. If you want to know what macros are available to you, you can look in the menu to view, and down there, there is a list of available macros. And you'll see all the available macros, and every macro has a key binding. So for example, it says, if I press Alt, I'm sorry, if I press Alt plus G, it should invoke the macro go to tree, so we'll try it, Alt G, go to tree. I should enter the tree indicator, so I write, for example, 32, okay, and this is the tree number 32. So, if I want to edit the tree, I have to change the context, because the current context, the default context, has the view suffix, which means I cannot change anything. So I have to change the context to edit. And now I'm able to change or edit the tree. For example, if I want to change the structure of the tree, I can do it just by dragging a node somewhere, and the structure changes. And here's also the undo button if I made a mistake. If you want to change any of the attributes of the node, you can click on the attribute twice, and you can change the value of the attribute. Or if you want to see all the attributes, you just press Enter, and you see a large window with a list of all the available attributes for the node. Okay, below the context, you can set the so-called style sheet or style. The default style is called compact because it does not display all the information. If I switch it to the full style, then you can see there's a lot of attributes displayed. I guess that you have seen the trees like that before, yesterday. So in this context, all the available information is displayed in the tree, which is not so good if you are annotating the tree, the tree structure, because the tree becomes really huge and so you cannot see the whole tree if the sentence is longer.
Okay.
You can also change the style sheet. For example, if you want to see some attribute, for example, we want to add, I don't know, here you see the list of all the possible attributes, and the easiest way to add something is to click on it twice, and then you can click on preview, and nothing happens, okay. So now I added the ID attribute to the last line of each node's label. Okay. Below the change style sheet button, you can see two numbers. The first one indicates the position in the current file, and the second one is the number of sentences in the current file. So now we are at the sentence 29 of 54 sentences. Below the numbers, there is another button which displays all the sentences from the file. You can select some of them by clicking, and then you can, for example, save the list as HTML. Now, below the main menu, you can see buttons for opening and saving the file. Then there is the undo, redo, previous, and next. You can use the dot and comma to navigate through trees instead of using mouse and these two buttons. Okay, you can print a tree, and you can find, which means you can search for something. For example, if we want to search for a node whose is state is 1, no matching node found. Okay, so we'll try something easier. Search for TFAC. No matching. Okay. So this is a node whose TFA attribute has the value of C, which means it's a contrastive node, and you in the compact style you can see, or you should be able to see, that the node's number is green, which means contrastive node. Okay. So this is for the tree editor, and now something about the valency frames editor. For example, here is a node that is a verb, and every verb has a valency frame. You can see the identifier of the frame in the status line. If you click on the identifier, the frame is displayed. Another way to display the frame is to press Ctrl plus Enter. Okay, if you want to change the assigned frame, you can do so here as well. You just select another frame and press assign. If you want just to browse the valency lexicon, you can press Ctrl Shift Enter, and you'll see a similar window, but it contains a list of all the words or lemmas from the valency lexicon. The current one is the one corresponding to the node, but you can switch to some other and browse the lexicon as you like. And if you want to see details of the assigned valency frame, you just press Ctrl plus V. And you see a window that contains all the information from the valency lexicon. You cannot change anything in this window. Okay. So I guess this is all. And now it's time for questions.
If there is any documentation available.
Aha, yes.
So that I can do my own macros and something.
Of course, if you visit the address I already mentioned, you can browse the full documentation of Thread. All the functions are, I guess, well documented, so you can write your own contacts and macros and make your own tree bank using this tool. I'll show the address once more. It's here. Any other questions? Okay.
Yeah, actually, so we saw the tools for annotating and for possibly correcting the annotation, but on a couple of occasions it might be useful to correct also the source text. Imagine a situation when there is an incorrect segmentation of the source text. Imagine a situation when you are making a diachronic corpus, that is corpus collected of transliterated old texts, and there are errors in the transliteration. Imagine a situation when you are annotating a text which came up as a transcription of spoken of speech, and there are errors in the proper source of the annotation. So, is there any possibility for annotating the original material?
Okay, there is the possibility, but that's not the approach we took, because we follow the standoff annotation principles, which means you can never touch the original source. The original data should remain intact, and you can make, we call it a layer, which consists of all the corrections, but you should never change the original data, because someone else might want to do something else with the data, and maybe he would need the errors for some reason, or maybe he could think that the errors should be corrected in other way. So, of course, it's possible, but we didn't do it. We changed always For example, for typos, we didn't change the original text, but there was the morphological layer, and all the changes were made into the morphological layer. And always there was the indication that there is a difference between the original data and the morphological layer, and always there was an attribute that contained the reason of the change. Any other questions? So, thank you.